Hi, this is Erik Karlsson, and you're listening to the Sense Call-Ups.
Hi, and welcome to Headcase, the daily meditation app for Ottawa Senators fans. Now, in yesterday's session on managing your self-esteem, we said whatever you do, do not look at the league standings. And secondly, to increase your self-esteem, we looked at thoughts, both positive, like a Hoffman wrist shot, and negative, like a Burrows knee shot. And all of these things are just that, just thoughts. So when we lose focus from breathing, we just imagine popping the idea with a little feather and labeling it pop thinking. All of these thoughts that have eroded our self-esteem, we just popped them yesterday. How come we're only better than Buffalo and Arizona? Pop thinking. What the hell is up with Las Vegas? Pop thinking. See, these thoughts can erode your self-esteem, and when the thoughts arrive, we'll just treat them as thoughts and carry on concentrating on the breath. So now today, we're going to use this same exercise to handle frustration. Now, as a Sens fan, this happens a lot, and it's easy to get wrapped up in the ideas that frustrate you, and we're going to just take the same feather we used yesterday and pop the ideas. So when you're ready, get seated comfortably, close your eyes, and just breathe deeply. Focus on the breathing. And as soon as a thought comes into your mind, just pop it with the feather and label it pop thinking. You may have thoughts like, Oduya is on waivers, pop thinking. Burrows is on waivers, pop thinking. Which one's Oduya again? Pop thinking. We are no longer tanking. This is an aircraft carrier by now. Pop thinking. If they trade Carlson, do I start supporting Nashville then? Pop thinking. Because the new stadium will have no access, it'll be as empty as Gary Bettman's good idea box. Pop thinking. What if the new stadium still doesn't have hot water? Pop thinking. Why is Phaneuf scoring for fun now? Pop thinking. Why is the system as broken as Kathleen Wynne's hydro plan? Pop thinking. Where the hell is Colin White? Pop thinking. We need more highway lanes for some reason. Pop thinking. Why does Guy Boucher look more and more like that guy in Aliens that freezes at the controls? Pop thinking. How do we push Melnick onto an ice floe? Pop thinking. Okay, just come back and focus on the breathing. Come back. There's a lot we had to deal with. Now we're just going to breathe. It was very intense, wasn't it? But now we're just going to breathe. Remember, when you have these thoughts and they're flying fresh at you from the fan, just pop them quickly and label them as thinking. We'll use this next time when we talk about time management and what you're going to do with all the free time you have once you sell your season tickets on StubHub. I'll see you back here tomorrow on Headcase.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
From Studio 65 in our nation's capital, welcome to Season 6, Episode 11 of the Sens Call-Ups for Monday, February 26, 2018. I'm Cardinal, Canuck and Panner here as well. As Todd Van Allen said, breathe. Take a moment. Breathe.
Pop!
Thank you. Erik Karlsson is still a member of the Senators, so our worst fears, at least for now, are not true. We'll be talking about what's going on today, what's been going on for our team, around the league. But first, a very big thank you to Todd Van Allen for that wonderful centering moment to start the show.
Nice. I actually meant it.
So did I. That was excellent.
Boys, are we feeling better than we were maybe 6-7 hours ago?
Quite.
Good. Good. Yes.
Only because I'm out of energy.
You're so exhausted you feel better? Is that what you're saying?
It was an emotionally draining, very emotionally draining week. Almost
well, weekend,
weeks.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The weekend, absolutely, and especially going to the game on Saturday.
It's the friggin' end of the world, and I feel fine.
Thank you, REM. And who were the Canadians? Great Big C did a cover of that. That's right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
At twice the speed. So they did the Kathy Cardinal version. Twice the speed. Yeah. No, feeling better. A little relaxed.
Much better now.
Good.
They, of course, left the door open to make me panic for the next 2 months, but...
Well, no, the next 2 months...
But other indicators...
Are...
Yeah. Yeah, other indicators is from what they did or did not do, which we'll get into.
Yeah, well... Let's set it up.
I'm totally fine with it. Yeah. Anything else before we start? Oh, you might want to thank people.
Oh, well, I have to do my usual spiel before we start. I just wanted to make sure you guys are all right.
Spiel away.
Spiel away. All right. Quick housekeeping. Podcast at sensecollapse.com is the email address. We do have a few this week. Some of them timely. Some of them we'll be going back and forth on because they're from before 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Wait, what was this afternoon? Oh, come on.
Trade Center. I had to make you wait on that one. The forums are at sensecollapse.com. There's a big long thread that was going on coming up to the trade deadline today. So there was there was a fair amount of angst in there. But I think everybody's breathed a little bit. We'll get to that, hopefully some more of that. And the waiver wire, sponsored by Versature, is 1-844-SCU-6565. We don't have a voicemail this week, at least not so far, unless somebody sends us one in the next little while.
Did CB Inc. send one? No.
No, he sent an email.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But before we start, we have not one, but two thank yous this week. This is my favorite part of the show. I get to say thank you to people. Thank you to Brock.
You say thank you to me anytime.
I need a reason. Sorry, that was just easy. Thank you to Brock, and thank you to Josh, both of whom sent a donation to the show.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much, guys.
We're going to be investing in some better beer.
For one.
We already had one explode.
We already had one explode this evening, which was the get a towel moment. It seems to be all right now. So tonight's show is brought to you by Whistler Brewing. You have a Lost Lake IPA. I have a Mountain Lager.
It wasn't lost. It found itself on the table
here. Which are both a big improvement.
Should be called Volcano IPA.
They're both a big improvement on the grapefruit we had 2 weeks ago, which was... Yet horrible. It was okay. Good try, guys. Maybe somebody likes this, but I sure as heck don't. Oh, sorry. And Sleeman Original Draft for that gentleman to my left. So thank you.
If anyone has a local craft beer that they work at or own,
if anybody knows of a local craft brewer that might be interested in sponsoring a podcast, hey, get us in touch with them. We'd be all for that because we will plug it.
Yeah,
big stuff.
Except for Mel Street.
I don't have that exception, but they're not technically local. They're a Toronto company. True. This is a satellite from them.
Aren't they Van Cleef? No, which one's Van Cleef Hill?
Bose. No, there are lots of local ones that I'd be all for. Absolutely. We'll try on that.
There you go.
I haven't worked on that
in a while. Maybe we knew somebody who was like in a commercial or something for them once upon a time. I don't know. We'll work our network.
For sure. All right. We got games to talk about and a heck of a lot more important stuff than that. Let's go.
Make mild adjustments. Burn it down.
I like that song because it helps get all the kinks out of my neck from banging my head again. But then I wake up in the morning with a sore neck from banging my head too much. It's a bad trade-off. Games, over to you.
Guess how many we have?
Three.
Two or three?
Three!
Three, wow.
Three! This Guess how many I remember.
Zero!
Correct! So this is going to be real fast.
This will be quick.
Sentence had Blackhawks. Don't remember going to Chicago. Well, we picked up...
Wait, we were in Chicago?
Yeah, we picked up Ryan Dezingle, who was back.
He was in... That's his hometown
yeah,
area.
Yeah, so he was home for a bit and came back.
How did we do, sir?
3-2 shootout loss.
Huh.
Oh, thank you.
Shootouts, eh?
So, Sens goals by Smith and Duchesne. Blackhawks goal, Kane and Anisimov. Shootout, Duchesne. Shabbat, for some reason, in the second slot. Ryan Dezingle for the third slot to win, though, from what I believe.
That was a good choice.
So he did not score.
This one went deep, didn't it?
It did. Hoffman, Gabrick, Piatt, Stone. 7 rounds.
That's a lot.
It was fun to watch.
I remember I wasn't watching this one. I think I was
picking my nose or something.
This was a weekday.
Yeah, I think I was driving home or something. Yeah. So, I think. I can't remember.
So the other thing, Anderson played this one. Next game. Lightning at Sens. 4-3 loss.
Yes.
Anderson was in.
I remember this bits of this game.
I think I recall being reported that Erik Karlsson pretended to walk into the opposition room.
It's like, guys, everyone's got to calm down, and then people love jumping on him.
Well, they jump.
Well, he wants out of here.
Well, they jumped on him
he's having fun.
Well, first off, he's got friends there. Second off, he saw them like 2 weeks ago in Tampa, and they were just greasing him anyway.
Well, they jumped on him when Phaneuf was traded, which we'll talk about again in a few minutes, when he said goodbye for now.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all over him, and he actually replied to at least one of them on Twitter saying, relax, we were friends before he was here. We were really good friends. We've become really good friends since he's been here, and we will continue to be friends. That's all I'm saying. Relax, people. Relax.
We're just really, really nervous right now.
I think some people
are. Eric says relax. Not Frankie.
I'm over nervous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so Andy played that game too. Both schools, Johnson, Hedman, Nemesikov, and Point.
Point!
Right?
Got one.
Yep. And
no, we didn't, actually.
Like, we needed.
Wasn't that the game where it was like 4-1 and the Senators scored 2 in the third to bring it close?
I believe
so. One of them was scored with the goalie pulled with 2 minutes left?
Yeah.
Okay. Thought so. Yeah. I remember watching.
And we did not cover this Nashville game, but this was the night that we recorded. Remember that power play?
The power play was actually really good.
Yeah, they were just moving around ever, and Pajot just wired it. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Anyways, next game. Erik Karlsson's last game in Ottawa, apparently. Maybe.
According to some.
Wasn't. Could have been.
Could have been.
Wasn't.
Flyers at Sens, 5-3 loss. Anderson in. Again. Sens goals. Hoffman, Dezingle, Duchesne. Smith also scored, but it was offside.
Yeah, that one was challenged, wasn't it?
Yeah. But it was offside. Flyers scored 2 fast ones by Provorov and Hag. Sens seemed distracted for some reason. I don't know why that could be. Giroux, Nolan Patrick, and Manning. So there you go. 0-2-1. Perfect.
Got a point.
Yep, 1 out of 6. That's okay.
And some of these games, I mean, like, they were entertaining.
They're good.
They're entertaining.
Yeah.
They may not be winning, but they're entertaining.
Preseason.
And they're playing some pretty... I mean, the Flyers game, I don't know how good the hockey was. I didn't see any of that game. But of a couple of the other ones that I was...
It was messy.
A couple of the other ones that I've seen or been listening to, depending on what I've been doing, pretty entertaining hockey to watch. Like, okay, that's what I'm looking for.
Yep.
I'm looking to be entertained. This is the entertainment business.
Yep.
I'm not complaining that I'm not entertained, so that's fine.
Yep. I don't care if they win. I just want them to play well.
Yeah.
And do things
properly. I want to be entertained. All right.
Hopefully.
So, games. So,
that's it.
After all these games, I mean, there's this little thing that happened earlier today, which we'll probably want to talk about a little bit. But leading up to it, earlier today was the trade deadline.
Yes.
See, I'm setting you up for it. They're not working.
You missed the button.
No, I pushed it. It just didn't register.
It's not. It still isn't registering. There we go. Unless they're recording and we're not hearing them, which would be bad.
No.
All right. So, leading up to the trade deadline,
Oh, look, the last one. They just came through.
There we go. I'm not sure if we talked about it in the last episode or not, the FNUF trade. I think we talked about it a little bit.
We did a little bit.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Okay. So, FNUF out, Gabarik in, Shore in. We talked about Gabarik. That's right. The whole money thing.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, that one we've probably hashed to death already, but I'm just setting that
now
up.
Now I'm going back to it.
Okay.
Because you did ask if we thought that Gabarik was going to play next year.
Yeah.
No. No.
You don't think so?
He's doing nothing. He's done. There is a rumor that he wanted to just retire.
Well, that'd be good.
It'd be great for us.
Be good financially. Because
for us.
So we're not on the hook for the rest of it. Yes?
Correct. So yeah. I don't know if he's got a plan to go to the KHL, at which point you can retire from the NHL.
Yeah.
So let's go, yep, you're good.
With our blessings.
Yep. Okay, well then send your retainer's rights. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's...
Go sit with Nikita Filatov in the reserves.
With Kovalchuk, just as an aside then, mm-hmm. Kovalchuk retired,
yes.
Went to the KHL,
yes.
Just played in the Olympics, but if he wants to come back as of July 1st, I heard talk that he actually is a UFA.
Yeah. So, because there was talks about it from last year, that he wanted to come back last year, but New Jersey held his rights.
Wouldn't they still?
No, for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's the whatever reason.
Because I think it's whatever the years of the contract. I don't know.
Oh, maybe
it's,
you only
it's whatever the agreement was.
Oh, okay.
So they were restricting it. So he just went, never mind. This is too complicated. I'll stay in the KHL for another year
and
the Olympics.
Yeah. Okay.
And so he'll be back next year and he can go anywhere as a UFA.
How old is Ilya Kovalchuk? I honestly do not know. I was going to say he's got about 36, 37.
Probably. He can still play.
Well, he showed that in the Olympics. He can still play. I mean, he's not the player he used to be, but we'll see.
Born 1983, so he's
30. He'll be 35.
35 this year.
Oh, he's younger than I thought he was.
Huh. Still.
For a player that people want to pick up, maybe not pay too much. You never know. Never know. So then the next trade that came down, Derek Brassard gets traded.
Whoa.
That was late last week. Or was it Saturday?
And so why are we trading him?
Because they got a good offer?
They got a really good
offer. They got a really good offer? Because
so,
last week, what was the number one thing that Penn wanted to get in a trade at trade deadline was
a goalie
prospect.
Yeah.
And we got a first round for next year?
We got the best goalie in the World Juniors that were 2 months ago or a month ago.
For example, Jeff Glass.
Yep.
So, Philip Gustafsson, who was the best goalie.
Gustafsson.
Gustafsson. Oh, terribly sing.
So, hard. The Goose.
The Goose.
That's like I heard that. I'm like, yes.
Well, it's at least
the Goose.
Not the monster. The
Goose.
Oh, yeah.
Goose.
Yes. I hope this kid makes it.
Makes a save.
Goose.
That could be fun, actually.
Yep.
That could be fun. So we get Gustafsson, a first this year.
We're going to have to do that 45 times with the Senators.
Yeah.
No, it's when he makes a save.
a first this year, a third next year, and Ian Cole.
The third's a swap. We gave our third this year for next year's third.
Okay. Well, next year could be a better draft.
So this is Friday night, sorry.
Was it?
So Thursday, Derek Brassard did pick up the game puck. Apparently he gave it to someone.
Oh.
He knew.
That's fine. I like this trade. I like this trade because
30.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Seems like a pretty decent.
Yep. So we got the first round pick.
We got a first round pick and a goalie, a very, very good goalie prospect.
I only like it because Brassard wasn't doing very well.
Oh, he was lighting it up. He got pretty good. He was fine.
He was a perfectly decent second line center.
So now we're moving up Pajot?
I think so.
Probably, I would think. Pajot.
Coach had some nods.
So we're going to be a little weaker down the center. For now.
You know who I forgot about last time that we talked about the depth? Philip Chalapik.
Hurt, I think.
Yeah, he's back in the NHL. I don't know if he's back yet.
Cause
every time he plays in the NHL, he tends to get crushed.
Chapstick?
Yeah.
Nice. I think it's pronounced Klapik.
Oh.
Chalapik is how they say it.
Well, I think it's actually pronounced Klapik.
Is it?
Okay. Properly, but everyone says it's Chalapik, so. Kind of like
Tell us how you want us to pronounce your name.
Yeah.
Yep.
We should ask Dean Brown. How does his name...
He says Chilapik.
But has he asked him how it's pronounced?
He must have.
I would think so.
He usually does that kind of thing.
Yeah, him and Stu do it. What's her name for the Olympics doesn't.
What's her name for the Olympics? That? No.
It's one of the Quebec ministers who wanted, because there's the... on the women's team, there's the twins. And they're American, or they're French-Canadian names. But they pronounce them in the English way.
Right.
And yeah. This minister created a whole hubbub about pronouncing them properly in French.
Charbonneau?
Lamoureux.
That was it? Lamoureux?
Lamoureux, yeah.
Yeah. They pronounce it Lamoureux.
Yeah.
I was like, no, Lamoureux.
Lamoureux.
Yeah, or yes. Whatever.
But it's Lamoureux hyphen something else because they're married. They're both married.
So they just have Lamoureux on the nameplate.
But whatever. If this is the biggest scandal you can come up with,
listen,
deal with it.
I'll take that over the stunt that's going down in the south. So,
yeah, whatever. Anyway, I'm not too worried about that.
So political.
So the Brassard trade.
Go back to Derek Brassard.
So we're all good with this.
Brassard.
Brassard. Derek Brassard. Au Brasserie.
It's a great trade.
And then today, they flip out Ian Cole, who was part of the Brassard trade. They flip him out for a third round pick this year and an AHL forward.
No, third round in 2020.
Was it 2020? They didn't write that part down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Third round 2020.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, Cole.
Stop.
Exactly. So Ian Cole is on the Senators and then Ian Cole is not on the Senators.
Well, there goes that jersey.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's okay. I'm going to be able to use my Jim O'Brien jersey again. So that sweater will come back to haunt me, I'm sure. I do not have a Jim O'Brien sweater. I should.
I can't wait for this part of the show.
But I don't.
Keep going.
All right. So after that. That one was early this morning.
And so he came from Pittsburgh. So it's Derek Brassard for the Goose.
A first.
Love it already. First.
Honk.
A third. Another third.
Nope. And because a third's a swap.
Okay, a third for a third. And then
another third. So the goalie, a first and a third.
And then another third and a forward. Well, if you're going to include what...
forward? Because we also gave up our third pick.
I know, but one went in, one went out as part of the Brassard trade. But then we get another one as part of the Ian Cole trade.
Trade.
So, it's Brassard goalie first, third... From Ian
swap
Cole.
Third,
swap and then third, and then Ian Cole third,
and then another third, and a AHL.
The guy from Columbus that we got.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think he's going to get qualified. He's an enforcer. I think Columbus probably just needed the spot.
They needed the spot. Here, take a warm body. We need to get rid of this contract. So off he goes to Belleville.
Yeah,
there we go. Fine.
Oh, we also got rid of Vincent Dunn.
Yeah, which trade was that?
In the Brassard one, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. And he apparently had a bad attitude.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he's always had a bad
attitude. I was going to say, this is not really news, but all right.
Yeah.
So
he's done.
So he's gone.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, he's in Vegas.
So that's that. And then Shore gets traded for a 2019 7th to Calgary. So Phaneuf becomes Gaborik and a 7th from Calgary. 7th in 2019.
Is that it?
Yeah, just a 7.
That's it?
Yep.
Wow, that's a total salary dump. Fine.
Well, extra body that we can bring somebody else up instead. Don't need him, so...
Or sign Calvin DeHaan.
Why, is Calvin DeHaan unsigned anywhere?
He will be a UFA. He's with the Islanders. From Carp.
Well, okay.
And he's got either a broken leg or a shoulder injury.
Well, maybe in the offseason.
Exactly. Because the Islanders, especially for they're signing Tavares.
Well, okay. I was going to bring this up in the rest of the league section. But since there was so much talk about Erik Karlsson, not just in Ottawa, but all over the media because of trade deadline day, there was not a word about John Tavares. And John Tavares is a UFA July 1st this year.
Yep.
So talk about rolling the dice.
It's probably because they know that Snows is going to mess it up.
Well, is Garth Snow that confident that he's going to be able to sign him? He's been able to sign him since July 1st of last year and hasn't. But doesn't trade him.
I legit just did pan face. I have no
doesn't idea. Trade him at this trade they deadline. Need
him. They need him.
Are they? They're not in a playoff spot.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Yeah.
So
essentially it's getting your own rental.
Wow.
Which is a strategy. Well,
I haven't looked at the standings in a while.
It's not necessarily a strategy, but it's a mentality. Because the Leafs also did that with JVR and, what's his name? Komarov.
Not the same tier
of players. No, definitely not.
Not the same tier of players at all. I just...
They're out.
Yeah. I thought they were out. Not by much, though. By like 4 or 5 points?
It's getting late.
Still, like, it just blew my mind that there wasn't a word.
Well,
because there was no smoke. So there's nothing to talk about.
What do you mean there's no smoke? He's a pending UFA and a superstar.
But there was no rumors. There was no information coming in.
I think the fireplace was on over at that house while ours was on fire.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure.
I just.
There's no time
to talk about. Blew my mind.
Yeah.
I was talking to Russell about that today, going, why is there no talk about him? And Russell sort of looked at me and went, yeah, good point. Well, I don't know.
You'd think there would be.
You would have thought there would be something.
I'm sure there is.
Now, maybe there was in a U.S. marketplace.
Yeah.
Rather than a Canadian one.
But also try to compete with the Rangers rebuilding.
Or who was the player who's now played for all three New York teams now that he's been traded to New Jersey? Remember. He gets traded and doesn't have to move. How cool is that? That's not bad. Can't think of who it was.
Okay, well, we're going to move you out of Manhattan.
So you're going from Manhattan to Newark.
Yay!
But you're going to a team that probably
going
to the playoffs at least.
Yeah, Taylor Hall.
But it's in Newark.
That's it's a 15-minute train ride right to Penn Station.
Yeah, but it's still Newark.
But you don't live there. You just take the train in, go back.
I suppose. Still.
And hope that it doesn't stop in between.
Yeah.
Or your car breaks down in between.
There's lots of security around. Exactly. So, there we go. The biggest news of the day, for me at least, other than Erik Karlsson not moving, which I was, and I'm on record saying that I didn't think he was going to get moved, but what surprised me more was that neither Jean-Gabriel Pageau or Zach Smith were moved.
Zach Smith is one that I'm very surprised
at. I'm a little surprised.
Something happened.
Well... Either that or they figured, okay, we've already
something
lost one center.
Happened.
We've lost one center. Like, we've moved Derek Brassard. And I mean, I was more expecting...
I don't know why you would trade Jean-Gabriel Pageau.
I don't know either. I don't know why you would either. But I was maybe because Derek Brassard was traded, that the move, the desire or the expectation to move Smith or Pageau was diminished. I don't know. Or maybe they just didn't get the right offer. Can't say. They're both still here. I'm not disappointed by this, may I add.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with as far as Pageau. I know I was on record saying I didn't think he'd make it in the NHL because of his size, and I'm very happy to have been wrong on that.
Tall, you want to get to it? Big news?
Jim O'Brien?
Jimmy O, the draft pick that you wrote off. He's back.
He's back. He's signed. He's signed, and he's called up. Jim O'Brien and Eric Bergdorfer called up from...
You said it was a garbage pick, you people out there, and look at him now.
He's back. Apparently he's been playing pretty well in Belleville, so, you know.
Bar's not set very high.
No, but you need a fourth line center. There you go. There's your fourth line center.
Who's the guy in LA we could have had before Jimmy O?
Oh.
Jim
O'Brien is P.K. Subban.
Oh. Where's P.K. Subban now?
Nashville.
And look at where Jimmy O is.
Belleville. He's in Bell Vegas, baby.
No,
he's coming up here now. I don't know what the big news you want to talk about is, so go ahead. Which one are you talking about? Which are you intimating?
No, the Erik Karlsson sag over the weekend.
Well,
that was not fun. That was not fun to go through.
Before we try to attribute, you know, what was like, you know, fan, you know, hyperbole and stuff. The end of the day is that James Duthie, Bob McKenzie, other reputable sources like that, were saying that their sources were saying that Ottawa senators are actively trying to shop Erik Karlsson.
Watch your wording.
Okay.
What's the wording? Taking calls.
They were taking calls.
And that they believe there is a high probability he could be traded by Monday, or if not, it would be in the summer. That festered for days.
There it is.
Okay. And was not extinguished.
By anyone.
By anyone. You could argue that Pierre Dorion tried to extinguish it today after the deadline.
Yeah.
But they let that fester all the time. No, you don't drag the face of your franchise out in the wind like that and expect no repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Erik Karlsson and I'm hearing that and I'm not, now again, I don't privy to all the conversations Erik Karlsson has, but I'm hearing this and he's got his hockey friends calling up. He's got former NHL players like, what's the dude there who's always saying Packer shit?
Mike Commodore.
Mike Commodore. he's getting it from different angles. So if I'm in his shoes and I'm hearing all this, the only thing I guess he's been told is, just keeping him from the media to not speak to them, maybe it's us trying to not inflame the situation, but at the same time, not saying anything inflames the situation too. Somebody has to say something. I can understand maybe you don't want him to say it, but he's going to start looking at, what happens if I do get traded to Tampa or I get traded to Vegas? And you start thinking about that, and that doesn't help the situation either. I don't know. We'll never know.
To hold the captain back for media for 3 games and all today, all this is unprecedented.
Maybe he asked them to.
That he wanted to be moved.
No, maybe he said, I don't want to talk to the media about this.
Maybe.
Could be. But it's stressful. If they're legitimately taking calls on him and considering it, I can see him just not wanting to get involved at that point.
Well,
because you have no control over it, so stop pressuring me.
They don't have control with people calling about it either.
Yeah, you do.
What do you mean you do? Hi, I want to make you an offer for
Karlsson GM is not for sale.
That's right.
Period.
No. He is untouchable, and GMs say that all the time.
Why did we not hear anything on Tavares? You'd think he'd be touchable.
Thing? Don't know. Well, there
maybe
was too much.
Maybe Garasno said, sorry, he's not available.
No one ever.
They let it fester.
No, this just doesn't happen.
So I think it was.
It doesn't happen anywhere.
I guess I'm just.
I'm not buying it. It's you have hockey experts out there saying what's going on is a complete mess. And these are hockey experts way more qualified than I, and they've been in the business. And I'm talking like the Bob McKenzies and the Pierre Maguires and James Duffy's and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like they're,
McKenzie's talking about it, there's something
wrong. Yeah, like Travis Yost.
No, he's throwing darts.
He's throwing darts. Now he works for TSN, so he has to watch it.
I don't care.
But
I don't care.
I'm not talking about the Travis Yost. I'm talking about the qualified guys. Something is rotten in the state of Denver. If Elliot
Freeman and Bob McKenzie are talking about it, something's
behind it.
Something is actually there.
Now, is that Erik Karlsson saying he wants to leave? I don't know. Is that Melnick trying to save money? I don't know.
Because I live in the world of indicators, Zach Smith not moving, it's not about money. I thought it was going to be about money, especially when they're saying that they're tacking on Bobby Ryan. None of this is, and if you don't do that move and you don't move Zach Smith, it's not about money anymore.
So it's
because if it was about money, you would move him.
So it's about changing culture, which is what they said a week ago.
There was enough.
Did they even say that?
Something happened.
There was there because I heard that story that Dorion was. It. Did he say that himself? Because I know there were stories about it.
I believe he did.
Something's happened because leading up into today, there was a high degree chance that some, if not all of Hoffman, Smith, Pageau, Karlsson were probably going to be out the door.
Well,
and there were some from some of these legit sources wondering if there was a full-on rebuild going on or not.
There was a lot of talk about them possibly being out the door.
And again, that was talk, but these are coming from, those established names. So, it's not... They see smoke. They're reporting smoke.
Well, what's their smoke? Well, there are a lot of teams interested in these players. There are a lot of teams calling about these players. I've been talking to other GMs who all say they would be interested in these players. doesn't mean they're going anywhere.
There's more to it than that, though.
Well, if
they're interested in Sidney Crosby, they don't just make this stuff up.
Best case scenario, this is Dorian kicking them all in the ass.
Could be.
Either the greatest troll job of all time just happened, or...
Yeah, that or Carlson's in on it, just like, let's look around for whatever reason.
I don't see it.
I don't see that happen. Or even at that, you can even tell Carlson, like, listen, you're going to hear a lot, this is just what we're
going
to
believe
to get everybody else scared.
I don't believe Dorian wanted to be in this position. And it certainly doesn't sound like it when you listen to his press conference. I think...
What do you mean?
I don't think Dorian wants to trade Eric Carlson.
No.
I don't think he wants to.
No.
I don't think he wants to entertain calls on him. I mean, well, yes, as part of your job, you always have to listen, but...
My thing is, it's a waste of his time.
Well, I'm sure it is.
But he didn't move anyone.
The only way it's...
Which
the reason
is pretty much, I think, what we all agreed to, which is the best thing to do.
Well, he moved enough in Broussard, but he didn't move anybody else today.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the modus operandi for this team, though, in the past few years. They always do it ahead of time. They do so little on trade deadline day. They move a lot of people ahead of time.
There was a lot of activity today that suddenly stopped.
But there weren't that many trades that actually happened today.
No,
there wasn't.
No, this is one of the lowest.
It was a very quiet trade.
If anything, I think the Carlson thing probably muddied up the waters of everybody's trades.
Okay. Hey, everybody else, you're welcome.
Look, I don't think my opinion is going to be popular, maybe in this room or not, but I've been feeling this way for a while, and with this crap about Eric Carlson, this is embarrassing. As a fan of this team, this is embarrassing how much there's other people. When you have Leaf fans and you have Habs fans looking at you and they're like, I'm embarrassed for what's going on in Ottawa. What's going on right now, the way the reports, the state of affairs of Ottawa Senators franchise, you have the owner has come out and said on record that, you know, that based on attendance and the income is going to define how we are going to, you know, pay our salaries. So can Eugene Melnyk afford to own an NHL team? Yep. Can he afford to own a competitive NHL team? I don't think so. It seems to be you can't. Unless, you know, all of a sudden you people pay up and buy more tickets. So he's got us over a barrel. What I've decided is, you know what? This relationship, I'm talking about myself and the Ottawa Senators, is toxic. And I'm taking a break from it.
Yeah, you're not alone on that one.
I'm taking a break from it. Not saying I'm not an Ottawa Senators fan anymore. I'm taking a break from this relationship. I'm not renewing my season tickets. I know I'm not alone there. I'm at the point now, I feel so negative to the owner that I would be fine if he moved the team. I don't want him to, but I would be fine because he's moved me to that point that I don't give a damn anymore. Some people, like I was trying to explain this to, my son, you know, and say, and how do you do it? I said, okay, well, think of this McDonald's as down the street that you like going to. You like going there. You like the food. You like to consume the burger. You like to consume the fries, etc. But what if the owner of that McDonald's like just shits on you? I didn't use that word for him, but just, you know, makes you embarrassed to go to this place. You know, he's got a negative press. You know, like people are, you know, like saying what a bad person he is, and he does things that are embarrassing. And at certain points, like, you know, I like the burger and fries there, but you know, I'm going to go down the street to the next one because I'm tired of dealing with this guy. And that's kind of where I'm at with the Ottawa Senators. So I'm out as a committed fan until there's a new owner.
Yeah, that's.
I have a feeling that Eric Carlson was this dangerously close to being traded. I kind of wish they did it from the perspective it would have released me fully from this team. But we got 3 months until he's open up for a contract. You're seeing a lot of fans that are going like crazy, we got to get this owner out of here. Of course, we have no power to do that, but we can certainly make our voice known that there's a problem. So Eugene's got to go, or he's got to go on such serious damage control and do a complete 180 to rescue a large fan base.
I agree with that.
So what could he do?
Shut up.
Well, yeah.
At this point, I don't know what he could do. I think he just has to go. He has to become a totally different person, and that's why I don't know what he could do.
Well, you see,
his personality won't let him.
The thing that I found really strange, because I can't think of a better word for it, is I saw people complaining about exactly opposite things about Eugene Melnyk over the weekend on Twitter. Just random people who I was just reading.
Sampling.
Yeah. People were complaining that He's too involved in hockey operations. He should back off and just be an owner and let the people who he's hired do their job. And then the next person complains, well, we have an absentee owner who's never around. What?
Because people can't figure out what's going on. And they know that there's something rotten there.
No, these are just two different opinions.
Yeah, two completely different people with different opinions. But they're so completely polar opposite. I'm like, well,
I think that's what you're missing with the serial leader type of person.
I'm pinpointing it to this. Yes. Is that he's saying he's
not.
That's it.
Serial right? leader became the face of the corporate side of the franchise. So that
corporate or public? Public side.
Well, no, public. I think Brian Murray was the public side.
On hockey operations. On operations.
Oh, okay. So aside, well, I was talking the business side. But just
the community thing, that was all serial leader.
Yeah, and he was very good at it. And he did a lot of it in the background, or he did it quietly, but known.
No, he was always at events. We never heard about it, but he was at events and stuff.
Let me rephrase. He did it quietly, but was a presence. So he was known to be there, but he wasn't, I don't use the word flamboyant, or you know, it wasn't an attention-whoring thing. Look, I'm here for the Ottawa Senators. You just knew he was going to be there. Yes. And you knew that things happened. And you knew that things got done. Mm-hmm. Look at the work that the Sens Foundation did.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, I agree. I think that they really do need someone like Cyril Leader who was able to be around and be noticed without bringing attention to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Is that make any sense?
How many other hockey owners can you name?
Let's see. In Toronto, that'd be Bell and Rogers. In Montreal, the Molson family. In Buffalo, it would be...
The rich guy there.
The guy who bought the team.
Oh, Ted?
Ted Leonsis?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. Philadelphia. Oh my God, I just forgot his name too.
Yes.
Philadelphia and Boston, their names are well known. I just can't think of them at the moment. I couldn't tell you who owns the Jets, for example.
Right.
Couldn't tell you
who. Well, actually, it's True North
group. True North group, that's right.
They all yell, True North, during the anthem.
I could. Oh, what's the name of the... Snyder.
In
Philadelphia.
His family now.
And in Detroit. Boston, it's...
How much do you hear from them?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, the guy in Boston's a complete bonehead.
But how much do you hear about him?
Nothing, because we're not in market.
No,
but people out of market hear about Eugene Melnyk.
Well, yes, because of Toronto media. Because he puts his foot in his mouth. And that's why the Toronto media love to have him on, because it's fun to get him to put his foot in his mouth.
But
and he does.
But there are, because Detroit, you don't hear from.
Well,
or you didn't hear from.
You didn't hear from.
A few years ago.
Chicago, that family's doing very well compared to the former owner who died.
Yeah, that guy was... But he refused to have games on TV.
Exactly. So, you
know. So that kind of hurt your marketing.
Well, I mean, that's...
Morse code's the way to go.
off the top of my head. But, I mean, I couldn't tell you who owns any teams in the CFL other than Ottawa. I could name maybe a half dozen owners of NFL teams, too. So
that was a lot more than I thought you could do.
Yep. Thank you.
How many crazy owners do we hear? Like,
Carolina.
How embarrassing is it for that franchise?
Or Florida.
When that stuff happened.
Or Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay a few years ago when the owners were feuding with each other because the guy who bought the team didn't have the money.
Well, now we are that laughing stock. There you go.
So they clean that up, right?
Yeah.
Now we are that laughing stock, and we have been for years.
Well, one of them maybe, but...
I still can't see him being able to do any of this development, so it's just a matter of time.
You got two hockey teams, hockey team A, hockey team B. Both of them are allowed to spend up to X. Our hockey team A owner is Melnyk. He said, I can't afford X unless you guys attend and give me this much money, so I'm going to spend it.
But there's no guarantee on that anyway.
And
he hasn't shown...
Every decision's been about money. And I don't mean money in the sense of, like, I'm a GM, I'm trying to manage my team's budget to put a competitive product on the ice. That every team has to do that. It's a, you know, it's a juggle, and you're going to have bad contracts, you're going to have good contracts. It's the nature. You're going to have good winning seasons, you're going to have losing seasons. That's just the nature of hockey. But it's like every decision over the past little while, negative things have happened over money. We saw it with Alfie leaving the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Money was in the picture.
The attendance never recovered from there. Either
we saw it with, you know, some other decisions that happened recently. It's just about money, saving money. What's the picture? Where are we going here? Are we full on rebuild? Or are we retooling? Are we trading EK because it's going to cost us too much in 2 years?
I really wonder if what happened was, let's just throw out the idea that if it works, I'm going to ask for whatever Carlson is worth, which is a 6 or 7 pieces. But they also have to get rid of Ryan, and I'm not taking in any less than that 6 or 7 pieces.
So just and put it out
there. How much does that free up?
Well, it would free up a ton of cash.
Ton of cash.
Depending on what the pieces coming back cost.
Right. So I thought that they were in risk of a default on payment. Because I'm like, for the rest of the year, that's $5 million of salary that they didn't have to pay. So I'm like, geez, are things that bad?
They might be. We'll never know.
But if they were, then they would have dumped off Smith or someone else. Right?
Unless something else is going on.
Or unless
new funds came in, something else is happening.
That, which is where I'm kind of thinking that things are going.
He won the lottery.
He just can't. On the lottery, he's not going to pay for much. Unless it's Powerball.
$60 million. That's most of a season salary. True. Somebody won it on Saturday or Friday.
US dollars.
Somebody won $60 million on Friday. So
yeah.
It could be you.
Yeah, no, just the fact that none of these guys moved.
That would pay Eric for 10 years.
Totally confused.
6 years.
I was going to say pay him for 6 years.
6 years. Sorry.
5 at the US dollars.
Yep.
All right. But I'm happy that Eric's still here. I'm hoping this gets resolved.
I don't think Eric's staying with the current ownership. Time will tell.
We'll see.
Hey, time will tell.
If Alfredson's involved in the next thing, yeah. Bide your time. Bide your time.
Until then, we just don't know. It's what all I can, conjecture.
What I do know is Eric Carlson probably had a horrible weekend. And it could have been prevented.
Yeah, that team was like garbage on Saturday. All of them.
And this is distracting the team. Of course it is.
Yeah, well, Mark Stone, I think it was, at the interview, he said, like, oh, yeah, this is absolutely distracting.
How's that helping morale?
Not that
morale
the game matters anyway. But
how's that helping morale on the ice?
Is it a kick in the ass?
Don't know.
Could be.
Calling me sitting right in front of me.
This could honestly just, I'm hoping to God it's just a kick in the ass.
To who?
The players.
You guys are sucking, so I'm just going to drag you through shit?
Yeah.
Well, your give a crap meter isn't registering. How many times have we heard people say that about a lot of players on this team, including Eric Carlson?
Which I don't really buy.
I don't buy it either. I don't buy it about a lot of them. I think they're trying. I think they're struggling. There's a difference.
And where people are complaining, it's like, well, Eric Carlson, like, he's had a terrible year and it's all the injury and he's not trying. The guy that you put with him for the whole season, 30 other teams didn't want him.
Basically.
Yeah. True. I'm not
so, arguing. So the management of this team
they didn't want to give anything up for him. And Philly, who was pretty high, took him for a seventh defenseman.
Okay.
So the he's management gone, philosophy.
But so is this Eric Carlson? Or is it the situation?
The beatings will continue until morale increases. That's basically improve. The situation right now.
And that's what the preseason's all about.
The preseason. Oh, yeah, you keep saying that.
Yeah, you better get another one.
Sorry? No? Which one do you want?
You got to open it. Lager.
Yeah. Open it. Go to the bathroom and open it in the sink like I did.
You're not allowed.
Yeah, no more bottles because we can't afford another eruption of a beer bottle. Slowly.
Oh, I want this.
Slowly.
It's still.
Not in a paint shaker, at least. That's good.
And now!
And then?
Oh, so yeah, I feel bad because I was a mess this weekend. I'm like this. I should not be this emotionally attached to the situation, but I am, and it's ridiculous.
That's why you go away for a week and you just turn everything off and you lie on a beach and read a book. And
that sounds awful.
Have wonderful.
That sounds like hell
drinks.
On earth.
They've had their first week and a half of season ticket renewals. And apparently it's been the worst week ever. I wonder why. I just got mine in the mail today.
Your letter?
It's still yours sealed.
Yeah.
I haven't even opened it up, but part of you just wanted to YouTube burn it or something. Like, I'm not renewing. Should I write a letter to them? Maybe I should. Just say, look, I'm not renewing because of the, here are my reasons why.
I don't think I got a reply.
No, I don't expect a reply, but at the same time, and it's not nothing to do with my ticket rep. It's nothing to do, but if they get that message, maybe get passed along.
Well, I'm pretty sure that message is getting through.
I did not get a reply.
You did not get a reply from what?
A fan started a GoFundMe to do two things, to open a billboard for that says Melnick out, and there's another fan working with him that's going to do a full-page letter in the Ottawa Citizens, an open letter to Eugene Melnick or to the Ottawa Senators or whatever. And it raised, in 3 days, about $8,000? And still going.
Now, where are they going to put the billboard, I wonder? Well, I was...
There's a couple in Kanata.
Are there,
you can put them down.
Are there any right next to the... Well, I was thinking, okay, you'd think... I mean, I'm asking this as an honest question. You'd think you'd want it to be next to the highway, somewhere close to the arena. But I can't think of any billboards out there.
Amber alert.
You want to put it on the LED board?
Can we get the guy who is responsible in Hawaii for sending out that wrong missile alert? And we just put hashtag Melnick out to everybody in the auto area
on their phones?
On his last day of work, clearly, yeah. It wasn't planning on that.
I gave them $30 just for fun. And I also went like, you know what, if Spencer frauds me, $30 isn't the end of the world.
Could be worse.
I didn't see any of those billboards. How come Spencer's on vacation?
Yeah.
He's sitting on a beach drinking under a palm tree drinking a fruity drink. Who knew?
$9,500.
People tried to bring in signs that said Melnick out. Or actually, I don't think it said Melnick out. It said...
That one was...
Take Melnick, not Carlson. Or trade Melnick.
Take.
And security came and confiscated them.
Yeah, I saw. I heard
and they kicked out another guy who was arguing, like, why are you doing that? It wasn't the guy at the sign holder. He was just arguing.
Who knows
why.
What he was saying.
Yeah, who knows what he was saying. But, you know, they kicked him out.
And how drunk he was when he was making the argument.
But they have been taking signs. It
didn't appear overly aggressive. But again, I don't know what he's saying. He could have been swearing at the guy.
Like, that stuff I don't take any. I don't hold water to, but they were taking
signs. So, listeners, Pan and I are going to be in Vegas Friday night.
Got to get to wear my Carlson jersey.
What should
we? And I was just like, man, if he gets traded to Vegas, I'm going to buy a timeshare.
Carlson jersey.
Carlson jersey.
I was going to get whoever logo he's traded to and just put it over my jersey. And
you don't have a Carlson sweater, do you?
Yeah, the outdoor NHL 100 game.
Oh, okay.
What? We need to hold up a sign during warm-up or something. What should that sign be? Just mail it out?
Well, email us your thoughts.
Email, tweet us.
Yeah.
Do it quick. We only got a couple days here.
You can make it in Vegas, you know. You can buy it.
Yeah, I'm not bringing it.
I know, but I mean, do it quick. It's Friday.
True, that's true.
Do they have a Bristol board on the strip?
There's a CVS or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They have stores. Yeah.
I wonder what the number one seller is at that CVS on the strip.
Penicillin. Ouch. Anyway.
Without Obamacare? Oh, right, because they're not allowed contraceptives, right?
Healthcare is a privilege. Gun ownership is a right, but healthcare is a privilege. Just remember that.
God. Why are you guys so ass backwards?
There was news.
If the King of England comes in and takes over your land, and you don't have a way to defend it, do you want to be that person?
Well,
I need to memorize that.
There is no King of England, but okay.
It's from The Simpsons.
There hasn't been a King of England since 1708.
That's exactly the point.
Not since 1708.
Do you, Lisa? No.
It's my favorite one.
I'm just pushing you around.
It's my favorite reply. People are like, well, who do you think? Something about the Queen of England. Like, there hasn't been a Queen of England since 1708, but thanks for playing. What? No, there hasn't.
Marge, if a bunch of adults can't be responsible around a high firearm. Sorry, me. Sorry, me. Me again.
Anyway, there was news out late last week that Chris Weidman might be back soon.
Yeah, he's been skating around.
Who? Chris Weidman.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I forgot about it. No, he's been skating.
Yeah.
So good for him.
He was skating in Westboro.
Yeah, that's right.
Called it, hey, you want to have a little game of shimmy going over at the Dover court? That's right. I thought that was pretty cool.
It really was. Good on him.
Yeah. Right on. Well played.
Imagine reaching out to the community and making connections. Listen up, Eugene.
As long as he doesn't.
Or Doria.
No. Don't say a word. Just go.
A whole weekend goes by.
It's like we need him to be away.
Fade in the background.
A whole weekend goes by where basically they're about to trade their franchise player and Dorian comes out like, no.
Well, again...
Well, didn't you say that on Friday? Come on.
Because nobody would have believed him.
No.
So don't say anything. Just let it smoke.
Nobody would have believed him.
No one believes anything anymore. Exactly. We're just so nervous.
If they had said it, would you have believed him?
What has conditioned us to not believe anything? Something has conditioned us.
Past performance.
Exactly.
Then
and past performance is definitely indicative of future performance.
Well, then there's no point in doing it.
Unlike the stocks. Not that we know anything about that.
I don't know anything about that. I'm not IROC licensed anyway, so it doesn't matter.
quick little off topic. I didn't include this in your notes because I wrote it after I'd given you guys the outline for the show.
Neat, you sent an outline.
I did, because I have my tablet with me this week.
There it is.
There was talk on the radio the other day about, when Broussard was traded, how the Senators have really got nothing left from the 2011 draft. It was a listener was calling and saying, well, you know, Zibanejad is gone, and Nason is gone, and Pumple is gone.
Well, Zibanejad was gone for a while.
And Prince is gone.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the first four picks.
And then picks the Jason Spezza trade.
Outside of Zibanejad, are any of them doing anything?
Well, that's point number one.
That's right on the nose.
But that was, you know, the nice. See yourself out. But the first rounders, Zibanejad, Nason, and Pumple, and the second rounder, Prince. Well,
Nason's all of a sudden come around.
Yeah, he's playing for somebody.
Jersey, now. I think.
I can't remember who he's playing for.
He's got picked up on waivers.
Like. But that same draft, fourth round, he's still playing for us.
That's Pageau?
Yes. Fifth round is still playing for us.
Koff?
Clayson.
For now. I'm surprised they didn't move him.
Sixth round.
Actually, that's not true because Oduya's gone, so thank God Freddie finally gets his chance.
We have one of two six-round picks still playing for us.
That one's Stone?
Nope. McCormick.
Playing.
Occasionally.
And we playing.
And we still have a seventh-round pick from that draft playing for us. It was the second.
Oh, that'd be Dzingel.
Ryan Dzingel.
Yes.
So.
Thank you, Alex Kovalev.
Exactly. So we still have JGP, Clayson. Yeah. Dzingel, and to a certain extent, McCormick.
There you go, folks.
But
year to tank.
Well,
we lost the Zibanejad trade.
Yep.
But I very much like the Broussard trade.
Well, and why didn't we keep Zibanejad?
Because of money. On that note.
Yeah, I don't think they knew that his cousin was going to negotiate his contract.
Who? What?
Zibanejad hired his cousin to negotiate his contract.
Oh, I'm sure
with Glenn Zather.
I'm sure that went well.
Why do you think he only makes $5.5 million for 5 years?
Well, if you could trade one for one, who would you rather have? Ryan Dzingel at what he's making or Zibanejad at what he's making?
Zibanejad, he's a center. First line center.
And who has more points this year?
It might be Zibanejad.
Don't know. Don't care.
It's going to be close.
I want Zibanejad.
Really?
Listen, I'm very happy with Ryan Dzingel. Zibanejad's a better player than Dzingel.
More useful to this team?
Yeah, because we just get rid of Broussard.
Yeah. Zibanejad would be 2C, hands down. Forever. He's 24, man.
I'm just fine with him not
being
there.
You have never liked him.
No, not particularly. I've never been all that impressed with him, to be honest.
Well, he's not flashy.
No, like impressed going, yeah, he's a player I really absolutely have to have on.
You're anti-Zib type.
Zib type?
Yeah.
Not a player that...
You also said that Dzingel was overpaid when they signed his contract, so I'm going to hold you to that.
Did I?
Oh, yeah.
At the time, he probably was. Because
at the time, this was...
2 years ago?
No. Yeah. This was this summer.
Not our circus, not our monkey anymore. Wow.
Well, you made him laugh, finally. He hasn't been able to laugh all day.
Moving on.
Both of them have 17 goals.
And
Zibanejad missed a lot of time, too, I think.
Better bargain. Ryan Dzingel's exceeded my expectations.
17 goals. Oh, definitely.
Very
I have no
but no, you're not ecstatic about the second year. 17-11, 17-14.
I'm okay with it now.
So, Zibanejad has 3 more points. In 5 last games?
So, Cardinal, I get the impression that you basically look back on everything. You're like, well, he wasn't traded, so there's nothing to worry about.
What do you mean?
look, there are fans out there that kind of look at like, well, see, told you it wasn't going to get traded, Carlson.
Oh yeah,
and they're just like, well, see, what are you guys worried about? He's here.
I don't worry about things that
you can't control.
I can't control number one,
and that doesn't impact your life.
It doesn't, but more to the point that I stated before that I didn't think he was going to get traded, and I.
Is it different for those that have put money down on season tickets?
No, not necessarily.
Do you think? No. I'm just asking this honestly.
No, I don't think socioeconomic status defines fan level.
No, not
your fan level, but your emotional ties to it.
Like, do you feel like I'm making a contribution to this team and I don't like the way it's going?
The way that
is different than maybe you're just
the way that
seasons. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think
that's fair across the board to say that. But
no, because that's simply a choice of where you choose to spend your entertainment money.
When Melnick says he's not going to put a better product on.
No, forget that.
But if I spend my entertainment money on buying a snowmobile, that doesn't mean I'm less of a Senators fan. It just means I'd rather buy a snowmobile than buy season tickets. Big deal.
No, I get that.
I think you can only see it for someone who did it and then did not. Hmm. Or vice versa. No, but the way that season tickets are supposed to be sold is that you become part of the team. They don't do that. But you are part of the team. That's the way that you're supposed to market it. And I used to be proud that I had this.
Be red.
Here.
We're red now.
It used to be some type of hubris or status that I was a season ticket holder, and they made me feel that way. Nowadays, there's no real difference. I don't know how much of an impact StubHub has had on that. As an option, because you could always... I would never buy tickets off Kijiji or Craigslist, but...
Well,
a lot of people were doing.
Going along with my taking a break from the Senators is very much... doesn't mean I'm not going to watch them on TV or something if I want to be entertained, but I'm not spending my money directly.
Yeah, we're both doing that.
You know, it's like, okay, I'm not renewing. I'm not going to bother going by the new...
But I do stupid things with my money.
I think that's well documented.
So
it's a good thing there's not a 65 on a roulette table then. There is an 11 though.
65 on red. Yeah, there you go. Or black. You can't lose.
There's no 65.
Is there a 56?
Double zero.
See, there is. Don't go to 99. No.
Anyway. No, it was up to in the 30s or something.
No, I can't.
I don't. Play roulette. I don't.
No,
I have no interest.
Because I watch it once. I'm like, but he's just taking all the chips.
All you have to do.
He'll put his little like stick down on the winning number,
and then they just
like,
like, nope.
Yeah.
Just watch how much chips they have to like basically roll into a vacuum or something to sort it.
And I remember once I played roulette. And
people think this is entertainment. That just goes beyond my understanding.
No, it's terrifying.
It's awful.
Well, that's why I don't understand it's entertaining.
Don't play Pai Gow. What the hell?
Well, that's easy. No, you put money down. I take your money.
I was going to say, why don't I just hand you my $20? I'm not even going to try this.
No, I remember once
I was... take it anyway.
Because I was playing roulette, and I was playing the 16-19 slot. So you put your chip in between them. And I think the payout's 17 to 1 or something like that. And then it landed on 19. So they give me my winnings. I'm like, neat. And then they roll it again. Lands on 19 again. And they give me more winnings. I'm like, what the
fuck? They're playing with you.
Oh, I never took the chip off.
Oh.
Okay. Give me that one. I'm getting out. The hell were we talking about before we saw him at the casino? Oh, me spending dumb money. So, yeah, I don't think there's necessarily a difference because some people are really into it and they just don't go to the games by proximity.
No, absolutely.
But in these days with technology and TV and where things are, and this is where I argue about with people, it's like your local team isn't necessarily local anymore.
Doesn't have to be.
It has nothing to do with Ottawa. It's a corporation with Ottawa on its name.
I like the local story. I like, especially in the playoffs and seeing the city going crazy and that sort of stuff. That's cool.
But like all the local broadcasts, so you have more access to it. True. But now with Game Center and whatnot, I can watch any team. So if I wanted to be a Vegas fan,
you could just as easily
just watch it.
And I think that's what people are up against. You know, they're looking at... It's not just that we had a bad season. They're looking at all this nonsense going on, and they're thinking, okay, I don't know. Let's say, you know, you got a decent seat package, and maybe it's costing you $6,000 because I don't know where you're sitting, but good seats, let's say. Yeah. Do I want to spend $6,000, or do I want to take that and go buy a nice 4K TV and a cable package?
Do I have $6,000?
Or that, right? And do I want to take that money and invest in a cable package and just watch it from home? Take a break. Yeah. Take a year off. Whatever.
There's hot water there.
There's at least hot water at home.
In the bathrooms, yeah, which is nice.
Pop.
One thing I was thinking about, and I don't know if your previous employer had a box. Mine has one. Do they have an employee discount?
Maybe. I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't think they do. I don't think we do.
Doesn't matter anymore.
No, but still, like, just to help out, if there's anyone marketing listening or ticketing, if your company has a corporate box, give them a discount code for their employees. And then you can data mine it based on either the code or their own Ticketmaster account. Once you get X amount of sales, then you can just go, okay, well, here's a pair in the 100s for whatever game against Florida or whatever. Give these out as a recognition to your team. So that's how you can kind of run things a little bit better, I think. Because a lot of people say, or like, that's like, okay, well, I'm getting this on a discount, so I'm just going to, even if it's 10% or 5%, and it's really not much of a difference.
Or you just wait and buy them for cheap on StubHub.
Well, yeah, that's where the market is right now. I don't know how much of that's going to actually dissolve, because there will be less season ticket holders.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting to see the renewals that happen.
Yep.
Have we hashed this to death? Do you want to read an email?
Sure, let's read an email.
Got a few. Well,
I'm not reading any of them, you jerks.
I'll read the one that Pan's not supposed to read.
I can't remember which one that is.
Security alert. New device signed in to...
No, you can read the one from Adam. It's
See, which one of you did that anyways? It wasn't me.
Me.
Oh, okay.
You can read the one from Adam. It's good and short.
I'll read Steven.
Oh, is that the one that...
Yeah, I got this one. Adam Netto, this might not age well. I'm going to laugh so hard at the whiners when Carlson signs an 8-year extension with the Sens on July 1st. Going on the record with positive thoughts.
I'm with you, Adam. Well done.
I hope you're right, Adam.
Let's be clear. We all hope you're right. We all
hope you're right. Yeah, we all hope you're right.
All your base are belong to us. We all hope
all your
right.
base are belong to us.
Read the next email.
That's an oldie. I like it. That's up there. You want to read the next one?
Yeah, I got an email from Steven on Carlson. And of course, this is before the trade deadline passed. I don't have much constructive to say about the Senator situation, but I am very much loathing the coverage of it all right now.
Yep.
People are taking tweets that mention hearsay and rumor and treating them as fact. Yep. I don't doubt that there's some truth in it, but most of them that start with hearing this or per source, I can't take it seriously. The other day I saw this headline from CBS Sports. Report, Carlson trade coming soon for Senators. Click through on it, and the source is a vague tweet from Travis Yost that doesn't itself reveal any sources from the first paragraph of the article it says. Or at least that's what TSN's Travis Yost suggested in a report via Twitter on Friday when he said there's no belief that Erik Karlsson can be retained in Ottawa long term and that situation become binary, a trade here or a trade in June. Who has no belief? Toronto media that can't help but troll Sens fans? And since when are tweets considered reports?
No, it depends on who.
Yep. I all hope that you pre-read this email and don't have the misfortune of reading it. Well, we just did. If not, well, I'm betting Pan got the short straw, and for that, I'm sorry. From Stephen G.
Well done. And I got the last one from CB Inc. Let's be clear here. Cool. Right.
Sorry, what was the title?
Trade or no trade. Oh, I didn't see that one coming. You got me with that one. Okay, so let's be clear here right from the start. I am not in favor of trading Carlson or Hoffman or Stone, etc. But...
Done!
This team needs some rebuilding.
Sure.
Or at least some serious retooling. I see a huge benefit to keeping Carlson and the huge benefit to trading him away. Trading Carlson away will hurt, and it will hurt to see him in another sweater. But we will be able to keep him, well, we might be able to keep him either. Does anyone want to risk that? Letting him go for nothing at the end of next year? Are we willing to put up with more of what we are seeing this year with Carlson? I don't want to trade him, and we could build a good team around him in 5 years or maybe more. And, let's all remember, for the players and owners, this is a business. They all want to make money. Carlson will make the same money on a winning team as well as this team. Yes, it will hurt, but it's a business, and if the team doesn't make money, it will go away. So don't stop buying tickets, don't stop complaining, and the sun will come up on Tuesday one way or the other. Leafs still stuck. Still stuck, yeah. Leafs still suck. Go Sens go. Stuck, yeah, that too.
I disagree.
The business will not go away.
I disagree with him.
The business will not go away. And the elite do not get treated.
I say you ride Carlson out like you're doing, like Snow is doing Tavares, and you just hope that the owner dies or sells the team or something.
That's harsh.
That's where we're at. It's true.
I agree, but it's harsh.
Or you sign him on July 4th because he wants sign to.
If, or sign him.
Like if you're expecting him to take a discount?
Well, I don't think they're expecting that. I don't think
who knows.
Hey, some of his language was Eric's from Ottawa, Melick's from or his wife's from Ottawa. There's son or daughter. The son is going to be born in Ottawa. You know, like please don't go down the hometown discount route.
No, I think it's more the.
I think he's more just trying to lay foundation.
He wants to stay
here. Establishing ties. I don't.
I think he does want to stay here.
I don't think that
he may not want to stay under here under certain conditions.
I don't think.
Of course,
it would be ludicrous. There's a good word. It would be ludicrous to expect him to take a hometown discount. He's worth what he's worth. He's one of the top three players in the league, period. So pay him what he's worth. Simple.
It should be that hard.
It shouldn't. And it may not be. It may not be that hard. A lot of people are trying to say that there's lots of other reasons why, but it may be just that simple. And wouldn't that be lovely?
Wouldn't you like to get Melnick on this podcast and just ask him some questions directly?
No.
I would.
No. Because quite frankly, I don't listen to him when he does talk. It's, look, I can listen to something else. Because I'm not.
Bob McCowan.
Bob McCowan or Eugene Melnick. Wow. Meat thermometer in one ear, ice pick in the other ear.
And Gary Bettman down the middle.
That's a hard choice to make. I don't know which one I choose, to be completely honest.
The thing is, like...
Test pattern.
Borowiecki makes $1.2 million. Cece will probably make around $4 million. That's it. Everybody else is under $1 million.
What, on the back end, you mean?
Yeah. Clayson, so you can have Harper. Like a $16 or $17 million defense and $12 million of it going on one guy.
Okay.
Now...
Would you recently?
Is that the environment he wants to be in?
Can't say.
But when everyone's saying, it's like, he went from Mark Methot to Johnny Oduya. That's a difference.
A big one.
To see the shots fired by Cyril Leader?
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Mark, on your 600 games. Perfect partner for EK65. It's like,
shots fired.
Like, I wonder what will happen if I do this.
Click. Back your bleep. Anyway.
Insider.
Let's go through a couple of things really quickly. Get to what grinds your gears and get out of here.
Olympics?
You'll have the game week to come or 2 weeks to come because you'll be away. Okay.
So Olympics?
Well, we'll talk about the Olympics. Chris Kelly, who was the captain of Team Canada, scored 2 goals in the bronze medal winning game, and he has now signed with Anaheim for the remainder of the season.
Oh, good for you, Chris.
Good on him.
Good. I'm surprised the Canadian team did as well as they did.
That women's game was unbelievable.
That's the game I enjoyed the most. The Canada-USA gold. And you knew it was going to be a good game. Those two teams are just...
Jeez.
But I hate shootouts.
Oh.
I didn't care
to go to the shootout.
The U.S. is carrying that game anyway.
They deserve to win. Sure.
They definitely did.
Which is worse? A shootout at the Olympics or double overtime in Game 7 of an Eastern Conference final?
Shootout at the Olympics.
It's not the game.
Stress level?
Stress level.
Overtime.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, frig. Because the shootout for me,
it's just frustrating. When they start skating, I'm frustrated. I'm like, I hate this. This is so stupid, the shootout.
Oh, yeah.
But at least the overtime, you're right. You're on the edge of your
seat. Stand there. It's wire it from the dot.
I hate shootouts. I've always hated shootouts since the day they came in.
Because no, with me shootouts, it's just like, well, that's not really the game.
Exactly.
And it's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, I don't
know. Well, they just do the coin toss.
And Pittsburgh just owned us.
But
which that happens in football, is it?
Well, kind of.
There's a
sometimes
there's a coin toss.
There's a coin toss to who gets the ball. No, first.
But even because there was one tournament, I think it was a call. It was one of the bowls. Got decided by it might have been baseball. Got decided by a coin toss.
Well, how many times is
it's like what the hell?
You're a Green Bay fan, right?
Yeah.
How many times has it gone to overtime and they have the coin toss and then the team gets the ball and they get a touchdown and game over? Like, oh, the stupid rule.
It's
infuriating.
The CFL rule is pretty good for that.
I think you both get a shot.
One chance to score. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you see, I like overtime because, well, at least in hockey, overtime is a set period of time. Listen, and if you keep playing overtime period after overtime period, which is what makes
there is nothing better than playoff overtime.
Well, exactly. And I agree, by the way, wholeheartedly. Yeah. So if you want to do that in the regular season, it's really simple. Well, just play. You can't play overtime like that in the regular season because there's too many travel plans and so on. So play 10 minutes, and if nobody scores, one each.
Shootouts are fun. I enjoy them.
Oh, I hate them.
I don't get overly excited about them because they don't necessarily mean much. 3-on-3 is fantastic.
I like the
3-on-3. Oh, 3-on-3 is great.
Then play 3-on-3 for 10 minutes. And if
I agree.
And if nobody scores, 1 point each, get out.
I'm fine with that.
Because 5 more minutes of 3-on-3 or a shootout. Shootout probably takes about 5 minutes
of
time off the clock.
Yep.
Meh.
Coin toss.
Shootout takes longer.
Coin toss. Let's hear from the fans in section 122.
The other news today, Mike Fisher signed with Nashville. $4 million prorated for the rest of the season.
Yep.
So he's back. But I didn't hear anything about Jerome Iginla today.
That's right.
Because he was skating with the Providence, whatever their team is.
Bruins.
I know it's the foreign team of the Bruins, but I didn't know if they were called the Providence Bruins.
Yep.
He was skating with them last week just to see how things felt. I didn't hear anything after that.
And so did I.
He didn't say anything. I didn't hear anything today, so it could be Iggy's done. At age 40.
Should be.
40-something.
42, probably.
Yeah. So Mike Fisher and Chris Kelly, two ex-senators, back in the NHL.
Which camera grinds your gears?
Quick, what grinds your gears? I got one this week.
Okay. You know what really grinds my gears?
Okay, what grinds my gears this week, it's about driving, big surprise. And it's something I saw twice by the same car, but I've seen 4 times in the last week in Centertown. And it's people who are sitting, waiting to turn left at a red light. And as soon as the light turns red the other way, they go. Like they cut in front of everybody before the light turns green and turn left.
So they can get out in front of the people coming towards them.
Yes.
Yes. Established position. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yep.
Unbelievable. I saw one car do it too.
It's dangerous.
Too.
Freaking dangerous.
Well, especially if somebody if somebody's ripping through going, oh, it's a stale yellow, I can still make it. And they're not looking, and away you go. But I saw one car do it 2 intersections in a row because they turned left where I was eventually turning left.
Yep.
But I did it on a green light, big surprise.
Right.
And then 2 blocks further up, they did it again on a red light. They did the same thing.
Which means they didn't save themselves any time if you were able to catch up with them.
Well, I did. Yes, exactly. But it was very obvious why they were doing it. They were driving a car with a little blue sign on the top of it.
Oh, Domino's. Got it.
Nope. Regal.
Taxi.
Regal.
Oh.
A Hull taxi company. Which are the absolute worst. They are the worst drivers in the entire city.
I was thinking Blue Line? No.
No.
Well, Blue Line is a blue sign too.
Blue Line is a blue sign too, but these guys are way worse. Hmm. Way worse. But I've seen it happen 4 times in a week. I mean, what is the matter with you people that you're that impatient and crazy? I'm just waiting to see a car do that with a baby on board sign in the back. That'll just be that'll be the end of it all. That'll be the absolute end of it all. Anyway, that was what grinds my gears this week. Anything for you?
No, look.
You know when you're getting ready for vacation?
Yeah.
At work.
And you're trying to get things tidied up and...
And then everything comes?
Yes.
Yeah. It's always that way.
Hey, I haven't seen you in 2 years. Can we meet next week? No. Why didn't you respond to my 16 voicemails?
Oh, because I was busy. But I'm free now, so can we meet that now? Yeah.
I got a trick for you. I'll find that one.
That one's always fun. What's worse for me is when you have a day off, like a stat holiday or whatever, on a Monday. Mm-hmm. If you have a stat holiday on a Friday, that week of 4 days is okay for some peculiar reason. But when the stat holiday is on a Monday and you only have 4 days left in the week,
because you're dragging ass,
everything goes nuts. Everything, yeah, it's all catch up all week.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy.
Well, people are very, very. I learned this. People are very effective on a Monday. So when I have to call clients, it's Monday morning.
Oh, okay.
Monday 9 to 11.
Oh, you're very effective between 9 and 11.
Because people are planning out their weeks. This may very well be an Ottawa thing, but people plan out their weeks.
Okay, I could see that.
So you get them right at the beginning, and then you're done.
Well, then just do that on the Tuesday after the Monday holiday. I just find that Tuesdays after a long weekend.
Because now everyone's scrambling.
Yeah. I just find they're crazy. All right. You got anything?
No.
Other than Melnick?
No.
All right. Weeks come?
Weeks come tomorrow, Tuesday, in Washington. Big L. 2 days off. Then we're in Vegas.
Baby.
Yay, Vegas.
How long are you there for?
3 days?
You're there for about 3 days. I continue.
Five fabulous days and two sumptuous nights.
Oh, boy. What? Actually, I'm back on the 15th, so hopefully we can record that night. We'll see.
You're gone for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that's right, because you're going other places. That's right, that's right.
So Vegas, then back-to-back to Arizona, so they won't be allowed to stay overnight there. Poor guys. Monday in Dallas against Mark Mathot and friends. Thursday, Buffalo, must lose. Here, Calgary. Day after, back-to-back. Then there you go to Florida, Monday the 12th, and then Tampa Monday the 13th. They're both Mondays.
Oh, so apparently. Back down to Florida for the spring trip.
Yeah, then I'll be back. So that's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games. Not bad, guys. Not bad.
Start writing summaries. Yep. Start writing summaries after the game. Don't wait because you won't remember.
Let us know what we should write on our sign.
Yes. Yes.
Do we bother dragging gear down with us? Probably not, eh?
Probably not.
Okay.
No. No. Because I'm going to be away this weekend, too. And after that, my world will just explode like it usually does for a week or two. I'm going up to the cottage on Thursday. I'll be up there for 3 days. There may be a little bit of snow left up there by the time we get up there. It's melting awfully quickly. So we were hoping to get up to the lake and go snowmobiling across the lake and stay up there overnight. But
just go faster.
Last time I was on that lake on a sled, I was doing 130 kilometers an hour. Trust me, that's fast enough. It's a little frightening, too, but exhilarating at the same time.
I can't wait to get out of here. And the weather cooled off, unfortunately.
Here?
No, down south.
It'll still be a damn sight warmer than it is here.
12 in degrees. Vegas?
Yeah.
It was freezing
That's
when I was there.
Shorts and sandals weather? What's the matter with you?
It was freezing when I was there.
Was it? Okay.
When I went out the first night.
Like when I started scouting, the
they had weather, like a, like I was there for work, and it was like all day, all night. But the first night, they actually had like a reception party, and it was outdoor in like one of the pools there. And around the pool, and it was cold. The wind, like, people were huddling inside. It was that bad.
Well, that's the problem with the desert. It doesn't retain any heat either. Nope. So when it gets cold, it gets cold.
When do we leave, Sunday or Monday?
Monday. To come back?
Monday!
We're there a long time. Well, I guess for Thursday's.
Well, we're effectively
so don't
there
gamble
Friday.
All your money at once.
I don't think there's any worry about that. We packed ourselves up with entertainment.
No, there's plenty of time to do a lot of things at Vegas.
Just don't sleep. I mean, nobody does.
I am planning to sleep.
Do you?
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. I need it. I haven't slept all year.
I'll sleep tonight. I sleep well at the cottage.
Watch shows.
Get caught up there.
Something like that.
Right. If the weather's good, we'll just sit outside and get snowmobile.
I'm going to now.
Drink.
You can't picture Pan and I going around the Lazy River.
The what?
No, I don't even think
the Lazy what?
River. Lazy River.
Yeah, there's a Lazy River at the hotel you're staying in?
Well, there's some there, but
okay.
MGM has one.
Yeah. No, we're at Link.
I do a lazy river, but it's called a river. The canoe. But the canoe has a beer cooler in it. It's okay. And we have a little outboard, or a little electric trolling motor for the really flat parts. So you just troll along. Drink, it's great. That's what we do.
Well, I hope talk some people down from the cliff.
Yeah. I'm outdoorsy. I'm not necessarily active when I'm outdoorsy.
No, I'm really kind of liking my kick everybody in the ass idea.
You think this is all one big troll job by the senators?
Catch I don't on. Think, no, because Troll Job is against the fans, and you don't really want to do that.
Well, I think they kind of did.
They did. They did. I think there's a lot of inexperience in this organization, too.
Can't say.
All two of them.
But, we'll yeah, that's exactly right, because we've never seen this. It's unprecedented.
We'll see.
But
who knows? By the time we get back in 2 weeks from now, things could be different.
If it's a kick, well, no, they can't be, because the trade deadline's. You know what? Actually, the other thing, too.
But the atmosphere could be different.
Could be.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they've been playing okay,
though. It'll be jumping, that's for sure.
But Pierre Dorion did mention, I'm looking to put together an exciting team, an exciting fast team or something like that.
Well, he sure changed the atmosphere.
Just with that, and considering that he got rid of all the Boucher boys, I think Boucher may be in trouble.
Can't say. We'll see.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, because everyone's going out of town for a while. Meantime, thank you again to Todd Van Allen for the amazing opening, just to get everybody a little centered, a little calm, briefly, till we came on. And on behalf of Fan and Canuck, I'm Cardinal. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.
Later.
Vegas!